This quiet space, now fallen and broken, was once thick with the cries of inmates, tortured deep in their souls. The Octagon Tower on Roosevelt Island was the city's first municipal insane asylum. Today, it's a proud ruin, having survived partial demolition, fire, and abandonment.
There's a real power and a raw mystery about this space, where you see the natural light washing over these layers of history on the bricks. You see the plaster peeling away, you see the cast iron corroding.
The Octagon has been in this dilapidated state since a fire destroyed the roof and much of the interior in 1982. Its two wings had already been knocked down 12 years earlier. Now there are plans to preserve the tower and prevent further decay. The plan, as proposed by the Roosevelt Island Operating Corporation, or REOC, is to stabilize the site as a ruin and open it to the public.
People will be able to go up to the edge, to the arches, the four doorways, and be able to look into the space. We will be able to leave and actually freeze the floors in their tilted position, the pillars and the columns askew.
The idea is not to restore the tower to its heyday in the 19th century, but to change as little as possible while ensuring that the site is safe for the public. REOC, working with the architecture firm of Margaret Helfand, wants visitors to experience the space and sense its history much as would a child upon entering a haunted house.
When you feel the cold when you walk in, that the temperature drops because of the thickness of the walls, and you hear all of a sudden the silence.
The staircase is really a rather unusual structure. As you can see, it's cantilevered from the columns and from what was originally the floor framing at each level as we go up. So even though we have a structure built of cast iron, a very heavy material, you see it float as it lifts all the way through the rotunda. Look at that, the white paint is still stuck to the rosettes.
The notion of stabilizing the Octagon as a ruin is not without controversy, and some of the city's architectural groups find the plan a bit far-fetched.
And we believe that this proposal, which is to stabilize it as a ruin, while very ingenious, is essentially to create a new work of art inside the building, which actually leaves things, the interior, in rather perilous condition, because it's sort of balanced, barely holding on.
If the Roosevelt Island Operating Corporation gets its way, which is likely, the Octagon Tower will be open to the public in around 5 years. And though it won't look quite so spooky as it does now, if you look fast, you might catch a glimpse of the ghosts of inmates past. For WNYC, I'm Jenny Atiyah.